My gosh, the internet literally blew up yesterday with the news of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting engaged. His dad had said it happened a couple weeks ago. They decided yesterday to post the video, and the world has been talking about it since. But one thing that people haven't been talking about is the prenup agreement. Because let's face it, if you have one member of this engagement making $1.6 billion a year and one member making $90 million, most of us would go, well, who cares? How are you going to spend all that in your lifetime anyway? But for people who have that kind of wealth and those types of assets, I would have to say a prenup is definitely on the table, probably already been discussed, maybe already been drafted. Karen Conti is our legal eagle. Karen, you gave this some thought, right? Because you're in that business, not the business of writing prenups, but the legal business.
Yeah, I wish I was in the business of making all that money, but yeah, absolutely. And you know what, Lisa? When people get divorced, it's about money, but it's not always about money. Sometimes it's just about anger, and it's about emotional distress. And when people fight, and then all they have to fight about is money, you know, it's not like they need it, but they're fighting about it based upon whatever principles they have.
Right. And are there other things put into prenups that aren't just financial?
Yeah, you can put anything in you want. Whether it'll be enforceable is quite another thing. But, you know, I was thinking about this case, and obviously they're going to protect the assets that they have before the marriage. So she'll keep her stuff, he'll keep his stuff, and whatever they acquire during the marriage, they'll provide for how that's going to be split up if they were to get divorced. But, you know, there's all kinds of other things here. Like, can you imagine if they got divorced and she started writing songs about him using, you know, words and all of that? I'll bet there's going to be a provision that prevents her from doing that so as not to disparage his brand. And certainly you'd want confidentiality, you want non-disparagement clauses, and all kinds of things that you can get very creative in a document like this.
That's interesting. She hasn't named people she dated that she wrote about, and that's truly why women love her so much, because she's relatable and she voices the way they feel in many of these situations. But so they each have a legal team. How does this work? The legal team sit down together and hash it out?
Usually one party will be the drafter. I imagine that it's going to be Taylor Swift's team, and she'll have a full disclosure of all her assets and all her income, and he'll do the same. That's really a fundamental of having a prenup. So everybody is aware of what everyone has and what everyone earns. And then from there, you just start putting together provisions that, again, decide how these assets are going to be maintained, in whose name they're going to be maintained, and what happens upon death or divorce. And then there's also provisions for alimony, which we now call maintenance. And here, in this case, since both of them are obviously self-supportive, yeah, even though Travis is probably going to retire soon, is my understanding, he still has enough income and assets from, you know, all his investments and the like and his podcast to support himself. So that'll be on the table as well.
And then would there be provisions in there providing they have children and how those children would be taken care of?
Well, that's interesting, because normally you can't provide for everything when it comes to children. You certainly can't provide for who gets custody and who gets parenting time and all of that, because that's all dependent upon the children that you have and their particular circumstances. You know, you could provide that trusts are going to be set up for whatever children they have. But again, you're getting into the children's issues. Those are really always modifiable based upon what happens in the future. So those will be probably a kind of a skeletal provision, if any.
Karen Conti is with us from Conti and Dolan. We're talking about the obvious prenup between Taylor and Travis. Are prenups always enforceable?
They aren't. And some courts really don't like to enforce them, in particular if they are particularly cruel or unconscionable. And, you know, so for instance, if you have somebody who has a ton of assets marrying somebody who has no assets and very little income, and there's a long-term marriage, a court is going to really look hard at that agreement if it really kind of gets her into a situation where she's going to be living a very bad lifestyle compared to what she was living before. So the courts will strain to do what's fair, but in cases like this where the assets are so incredible, these will be done by very good lawyers, and my guess is that they will be enforceable.
So you do practice in the family law arena. Is it something you recommend everyone? Should everyone get a prenup or just people who make a bundle of money?
I think it should be everyone, Lisa, and here's why. Really, it's a roadmap to your marriage, and marriage, you know, is based on a partnership. A lot of people get divorced for reasons that they disagree on how to spend money and how to save money, right? So you talk to a lawyer. Here's what I think we should do. Here's how I imagine we're going to hold our assets. Here's what I'm going to add to my 401k. And when you have those conversations going forward and you put it in a document, it really does drive the way you live your life. Not to mention, it gives you the roadmap what's going to happen in the event you get divorced. So I think almost everyone has something to protect, and something to protect you have already and something to protect going forward.
And it's a crucial conversation that you have before you get married that most people don't.
They don't. People don't like to talk about money. You know, they just don't. And it is such a crucial part of the partnership. And I have seen it fall apart thousands of times, literally thousands of times, with people gambling, people not being a spender, being a saver. And, you know, it's not a reason to break up if you talk about it and make an agreement.
Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your input.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.